Jason Phillips, the head baseball coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 summer season. Raiders finishing up 4-15 on the year, going 2-9 in the Twin Lakes Conference. Jason, appreciate your time as you always give us throughout the year.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I love talking to you guys, especially you, Jeff. And you know, the baseball season was a very interesting one for us this year.
Yeah, you guys had come in and graduated a big senior class last year, and then you had some injuries that kind of impacted this year, Coach. So not quite probably the season that you guys anticipated coming in.
No, you know, I said last year we might be a little bit better than we were last year. But, you know, with the injuries that we had from other sports, it wasn't even our sport that gave them the injuries. It was other sports. You know, we lost our whole outfield, you know, before the season even started, and they were all pitchers for me. So, you know, we struggled a little bit, but we had good kids that kept working every day. So that was the best part.
How did you see this team grow as the season went on? Was there certain areas you felt like you got better?
You know, our leadership was steady the whole time. And, you know, our young kids, they just kept plugging away. We had three or four, you know, freshmen starting for us all year, and they just kept getting better and better and better. And that's why we started to win them a little bit more and playing a little bit more competitive at the end. But, you know, the biggest part was our seniors. They kept us together for the whole year for not having a great year. They held us together. And you know, I think they taught the young kids how to just plug away and keep fighting. And I think you saw that in that last game against OABCIG.
Let's talk about that one a little bit. I was kind of following that game with some text and some tweets from some of the people that were there as I was broadcasting a different game that night, and looked like you guys were in trouble. And then all of a sudden, you guys just started fighting back, and you almost came back and had a chance to win it before regulation ended, but almost came away with a great come-from-behind win.
You know, the funny part about that was we weren't supposed to win, you know, and we were the sixth seed, and they started their best pitcher, and I probably would have too, but we were scared. You know, that first inning, we give up six runs, and it wasn't even that they hit the ball well. We didn't pitch very good. We didn't feel very good. And it wasn't that we made a lot of errors. We just didn't do it, you know, on the premise of this is, you know, pretty important play. We got to get this one, you know. And we give up six runs there in the first, and then we give up three runs in the third, or the second, and, you know, it was like, okay, it's 9-0. Well, you know, when they came off the field for us to bat there at the end of the second, I said, hey, let's just chip away at it, and we'll get going here. It's all right. And you know what? We didn't get any in the third, but we just two in the fourth and two in the fifth and none in the sixth and or in the fifth and, you know, five in the sixth and one in the seventh. And we just kept talking to each other and just started playing. And you know, these kids nowadays, when they get a little bit of momentum, they start playing better. And we got a little momentum, and OABCIG, they pulled their pitcher, and then we really got a lot of confidence on the next guy, and it just kind of snowballed from there, and we were in it, and you know, that was good for the kids.
Coach, was it harder to take kind of coming back and having a chance, or would it been harder to take if you guys maybe would have, you know, down 9-0, maybe had it be a shortened game?
You know, I think for the kids it was harder for coming back, and you know, we could have won. It would have been harder on me if we had just rolled over and gave up. But that's not me, and that's none of my teams are that way in basketball or baseball. You know, we're gonna fight till the whistle blows or the last out. And so it was probably harder on the kids because we probably should have won, could have won, you know, and that's always the problem with getting back in it. But, you know, all that fight that they had, you know, it really looked like we could, and we were right there. And, you know, when you have people on second and third with one out, and, you know, and we could have scored, you know, and that,
yep.
But, you know, that's a better team. You know, they had to do what they had to do to get us out, and then, you know, in extra innings, you know, they got us out, and we struggled to get them out through the meat of their quarter. So,
Coach, dropped the first seven games of the season this year before getting that first win over Storm Lake St. Mary's. We talked about, you know, the injuries, you know, in other sports that kind of hurt you guys a little bit. When did you feel like you started getting the lineup and the people in the positions that you kind of felt like they could help you guys out? Was it about that Manson Earthless Webster game or the Storm Lake St. Mary's game? Where did you feel like things started to kind of settle in for you guys?
Well, one of the biggest things is when we knew we had all the injuries, I said the first three games were going to be ugly, okay? And they were. And, you know, the Manson game, they were about the same talent as we are, and we could have won that one too. But we were really, really hurt then. We had a kid, besides the people that got hurt at the beginning of the year, we had one of our pitchers dove back to first base in the first game of the year and dislocated his right shoulder, you know, and so he was done for the year. So we lost another one, and then I had a kid, he was going to pitch for me, and he told me he couldn't because he pulled a muscle in his back lifting weights. And so then that took another pitcher out of the scheme. So the first seven games took me a little bit to figure out how I was going to rotate my two pitchers. Was I going to let them just, you know, throw their 110 and then be done for 4 days, you know, and then go with the next guy for another 110 and then get, you know, pretty much annihilated on the third game for the week. So it took me a little bit, and that's probably my fault that we didn't play a little better in the first seven games. But we did get a couple kids to come out after, you know, them seven games. I think that helped a lot. It relaxed us a little bit. We, you know, it, one of the kids was hurt, and then he finally decided that he wanted to come out. And we lost him later in the year because he got hit in the face with a baseball batting. But, you know, it helped us get a little bit more confidence. And when kids get a little confidence, they seem to start playing better and feeling better about themselves. And so that helped to get us kind of started on the right direction of playing better.
Coach, let's talk about those kids that either got hurt throughout the year, you know, like a Camden Villhauer, who was, I think, the young man that got hit in the face, or the guys that kind of missed the season due to injuries, and what they might have been able to do to kind of help you guys this year.
You know, they're, like I said, they were all our pitchers, you know. Last year, Sterling Rodman, he pitched really well for us last year at the end of the year. Threw hard, you know, upper 70s, and I was really looking at, you know, him to be our ace. And, you know, he got flipped over in, you know, wrestling and had Tommy John surgery. And so, it you know, that was a big, big loss to us. You know, Weston Dross, he was my all-around, do-everything kind of kid. You know, he'd pitch, you know, ACL during, you know, baseball or basketball. And, you know, he's out for 6 months. You know, that it's just stuff like that, you know. And they're not just little injuries. They're bad injuries.
Right.
Rotator cuff on another kid. Another kid that I was going to have play catcher tore all his ligaments in his left thumb in football. You know, couldn't catch the ball for a month, and then he hurt it again, you know, on baseball. So then we were out a little bit longer, you know, for that. So, you know, they were going to be a very important part of our team. I know they were young, but they were good. They're good athletes. And, you know, who we had playing are good athletes too, but they weren't quite as young as who we were playing. Let me put it that way. So, you know, they were going to be a big and very important part of our team. And, you know, when you have two more extra pitchers instead of just two, you know, even though that's probably still not enough, it maybe gives you, you know, four or five games chance, you know, of being in the game instead of getting blown out.
How did you see those, even the two guys, Dylan and Caleb, who became your kind of your two aces this year, how did you see those guys kind of handling all of that pressure of having to be the guys to go out and pitch a lot and pitch, you know, almost every night when they weren't, you know, out of the innings and stuff like that? How did you see those guys kind of develop throughout the year?
You know, the best part about it is they both wanted to pitch, okay, and they always came up, who's starting tonight, who's going to come in second? You know, and they knew what we were going to do after I decided how we were going to do it. You know, our schedule is pretty much set up to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, okay? And we could pitch, you know, our 40 pitches or 39 pitches. And I think the biggest thing is what I preached to them was, I don't care if they hit the ball. You have to throw strikes. You can't throw balls because you only have 40 pitches tonight, okay? And they really grasp that well, you know. Even if you have to take something off, we have to get the 40 pitches from you, and they have to be, 30 of them have to be strikes. You know, some nights we didn't have it. One of them would, the other one wouldn't. But, you know, Caleb really came on at the end of the year because I got him a little rest. They're at a certain point in the year, he was catching, pitching, and playing second and short, and he was playing all over. And I think that hurt him a little bit on his hitting, because we were struggling just to find people to play, you know, and because we were hurt so bad. And, you know, that's hard on a kid. But, you know, he started for, it was his fifth year that he started in varsity. And, you know, he's just a, you know, good ball player. And Dylan always wanted to pitch. And so that was awesome for them, too.
Coach, defensively, felt like you guys played pretty well this year. The bats came on kind of as the season went on.
You know, defensively, we struggled a little bit at the beginning because, like I said, people really didn't know what they were playing. And when you have a kid dislocate a shoulder that was going to play third, you put somebody else in there that struggled a little bit. So then we had to take our catcher and move him to third again, like we did last year or the year before. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to find that continuity and what you're trying to do. And our first baseman, he did a great job, Tyler, right? Yeah. You know, just a tremendous job. He picked up a lot of, you know, bad hops that people were throwing at him. And you know, he saved us a couple errors there. And once we kind of got it figured out, we played really well. You know, we got a freshman that played, you know, he played shortstop. He played second base. He played left. He played right. He played center. You know, it just depended on where we needed him. And for being a freshman, and then I finally made him start, you know, he led off. You know, like I said, after the first seven games, we kind of figured out what we needed to do, you know, with our lineup and hitting-wise. Yeah, we struck out quite a bit the first three or four games. But, you know, after that, I always told them if we can keep it under three to five strikeouts a game, I said, you're going to be hitting the ball. That means we're putting it in play, and you're going to be in the game for a certain amount of time if our pitchers can throw strikes.
Coach, you talked about, you know, if the hitting, I thought by the end of the year coming into that OABCIG game, you guys were swinging the bats about as well as you could.
You know, and that's a lot of confidence, too. You know, we played pokey. We didn't swing him very good. And we didn't see their best pitcher. But then the next night we played South Central, and we had a lot of confidence going into that game because we'd won already. And we had 14 hits, you know, that night, or 13 or whatever it was. But, you know, it's all about confidence. If they know they can, they will. And I think that's the biggest thing. We're not a real strong team that's going to hit, you know, big, you know, home runs or anything like that. We have to do it the old-fashioned way and hit line drives, and we started doing that. And, you know, it's all about seeing the ball, and we started doing a little bit of different things in practice to get us better at curve balls and seeing those balls that, you know, we were striking out on. And I think that helped, too. And it's, you know, when you're playing three or four freshmen all the time, you know, they're going to get better by the end of the year.
Yep.
And four positions in your lineup, if you can get knock them not to strike out, it's going to help the rest of your team.
Coach, was the OABCIG game your best game of the year, or was it the big South win over South Central Calhoun, or maybe the win over Arweva? Where did you feel like you guys played your best game this year?
You know what? I think it's a combination of all three of those, what you said. We played really good against Arweva, you know, did some nice things. I know their coach was a little upset about how they played, but you know, our two pitchers, even though they're not overpowering, all three of those games, we threw well. We got out of what we needed to get out of. Our kids threw the ball around well enough to get some other outs to help the pitching. And we hit the ball, you know, we didn't hit it a lot against, you know, OABCIG, but you know, against Arweva and we just hit the ball solid enough to, you know, to get some runs across. And we played smart against them. You know, it's all different aspects of all three games. We hit the ball really good against South Central. We played smarter baseball against Arweva. And we just worked our butts off against OABCIG. And so, you know, it's all if you want to be a really good team or a good program, you have to have all three of them or four different aspects of the game clicking all the time to be really good.
Coach, you mentioned that Dylan and Caleb Vilhauer, Dylan Meredith and Caleb Vilhauer, the two workhorses on the staff, great leaders as well, great kids. What did they mean to your program this year?
You know, they just, and it's all four of the seniors, you know, Tyler Wright and Dylan Thompson, they were right there too.
And we'll talk about them here in a second.
You know, but Dylan and Caleb, they just, and the best part about those two is they always have a smile on their face, okay? Dylan would get a little nervous and his mouth would just go 100 miles an hour. And then, and Caleb, if he got a little nervous, he'd just smile at you and say, I got it, you know. And they wanted to be there. And that portrays, you know, good leadership. And that, you know, spills over to teaching those young kids how to have them be good leaders when they become seniors. And so that's the best part about those guys. They love the game of baseball. You know, and like I said, we didn't have the best of a year, and we kind of knew that when before we even started that we were going to struggle because we didn't have a lot of pitching. But they kept plugging, and you know, and I think that's what hurt them the most against OABCIG. It hurt them too, you know, really. It got to them just because we were there. We could have won, you know, they worked all year to be in that situation. And it was just really close, and nobody thought we could. And I think that's the best part about it. Nobody thought we could.
Coach, you mentioned the other two seniors, Dylan Thompson and Tyler Wright. You kind of talked about Tyler over at first base, the job he did. Dylan Thompson ended up hitting over 300 for you this year as well.
You know, he's quite the kid. You know, he's one of those kids that wants to be really good, and he tries really hard. And you know, last year I pretty much told him, hey, I'm just going to have you DH because – he struggles a little bit with, you know, with confidence. And if you'd have good confidence, he'd hit the ball like no other. And, you know, if you'd make a mistake in the field, then he would start thinking about that, and then he wouldn't hit the ball. And so, you know, about halfway through the year, I said, hey, you're just going to be my DH. We're going to leave it like that. And then he kind of started hitting the ball a little bit better. And then we went through a little bit of a struggle with hitting, and everybody did that. It wasn't just him. But you know, he's funny too. You know, that kid, we're always joking a little bit, and he's got all kinds of nicknames for everybody. And that makes, you know, when you're losing a little bit, that makes coming to practice and being around other kids a little bit more of an enjoyment, especially when the coach gets a little growly. You know, he was always there to, you know, lighten the load a little bit. And he don't get me wrong, he wanted to win more than anybody. I mean, he took it just as hard as Dylan and Ty and Caleb. So, you know, hats off to them four kids.
Coach, two juniors this year that saw extensive time for you without the injuries. You lost, as you said, Tyler Schmidt and Sterling Rodman, two injuries this year. But Preston Maurer and Brock Mandernach, both of them played well for you this year.
You know, they did. I had to take Preston away from catching and move him to third base, and he played a really good third base for us. He made it solid there. He had a few mistakes, but you know, he hadn't played it, you know, ever. So, you know, he learned from it, and he was our, you know, our cleanup hitter, and in certain times he really swung the bat really well. If I could just get him not to swing so hard, I think he hit 450, you know, but he wants to, you know, hit it as hard as he can, and he's got good eye-hand coordination, so he hits the ball all the time. It's one of those things he's got to listen once in a while. But he's a good ball player, and he'll be our leader next year. You know, Brock was the kid that dove back into first base over at Southeast Valley and dislocated his shoulder. He was going to be probably my best, you know, one of our best, strongest pitchers this year. And when he did that, that kind of put the kibosh on that. So, you know, he didn't play for, oh, I don't know, a week and a half or two weeks because he couldn't raise his arm above his head. And then he wanted to play, and I can't have two DHs, so I put him in right field. He's not a right fielder at all, but he was a good bat. You know, he's a better bat than some of our freshmen, but he couldn't throw. And then, you know, he was starting to hit the ball a little bit, and then somebody tried to run on him to second base, and he thought he'd crank up and throw it, and he dislocated it again.
Wow.
So then he had to go to the DH spot, and then I put Dylan out there, you know, Thompson in right field. And we just never had a very – not that they tried hard, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
We just didn't have a lot of success in right field this year just because we were, you know, we were hurt. And so – but they worked hard, and you know, they kept us in the game, and they know the game of baseball, them too.
Coach, with that injury to Weston Drost, you had Camden Vellhauer for part of the season before he was injured, and then Aiden Vondrak, your sophomores this year.
You know, I really hope that I can get Cam to come back out. You know, getting hit in the face, and he broke his nose in 7 spots, and had surgery to fix his eye socket, and you know, it's hard for a kid to get back into the game after that happens.
Yep.
And he was kind of our catalyst. When he came back from his rotator labrum tear, you know, from football, you know, I put him in the 3 spot, and we started batting really good. Right, 5 games into him being there, and then he gets hit, and you know, and then we struggled to find somebody to go in that 3 spot again. And so I hope he thinks about coming back out, because we really need him. And Aiden Vondrak, he did an awesome job for me in center field this year. Even though he's not the fastest kid in the whole wide world, he got a great jump on the ball. And we called him Mr. All-Star all the time, because it seemed like he always made the catch. And he dove. He had a couple of great catches that were unbelievable. And he hit the ball this year. You know, it wasn't great, but it was about like all of us, you know, in the 200s, 250s range. And he did a good job. And Weston, all he wanted to do was play. You know, he was my assistant coach. He sat on first base when I was over on third base. And I told him, whatever you decide is good with me. If you tell them to go, they can go. And if they get thrown out, it's all right. I'd do the same thing. And, you know, we'd be sitting there, and I'd look down the bench to see if I had anybody to pitch. And he goes, I can get one out, you know. And I said, yeah, but your mom and dad are sitting over there, and they kick my butt. You know, and that's the best part. He's such a good kid, and all he wanted to do was play. And, you know, he threw a little BP once in a while, and he hit every once in a while. And, you know, he's not released to, you know, do anything because of his ACL. But, you know, it's hard not to – as a player that doesn't get to play, it's hard not to want to do something, you know, and it was a long season for him, but you know, he did a great job, and those 3 are going to have to lead us next year. You know, Cam comes out and the other 2 will. So, you know, we're going to have a solid team. So
coach, 4 freshmen got a lot of varsity experience for you, 10 freshmen overall. Your JV played well this year, but Carter Ludwig, Luke Wright, Braden Burns, and Luke Wernemoth, the 4 freshmen that saw a lot of varsity action for you.
You know, I took Braden Burns, and he's a shortstop, and he's a little guy, and we took him to catcher, and he played it before, and I didn't know that he could play it as good as he did. He did a really good job. You know, he threw out 3 or 4 kids. You know, and we weren't helping him any. Our pitchers weren't helping him, holding anybody on. But, you know, he did an awesome job. We didn't let him bat. He struggled a little bit batting, so that's why we used the BH. But, you know, he did a tremendous job, and you know, really appreciated him moving to catcher, sacrificing, you know, and made him get a haircut because his hair was kind of long. And he was always flipping it around. But, you know, he did a tremendous job. And Carter Ludwig, like I said, he played almost every position
yep.
this year except first base and third base. He pitched for me. He had an ACL problem too from football, and thank God he got cleared, or we really would have been hurting. So you know, and both the Lukes, you know, they were, you know, they're so tall and gangly and long and strong. And Luke Wernemoth came on. He was one of the kids that had a thumb problem. And then Luke Wright, he'll do exactly what you tell him. And they got a lot of experience. And we're looking forward to next year with them for playing a lot. And you know, our JV, even though we didn't have a JV coach, they came every day, and they worked hard. And we got better. You know, we got better hitting the ball. So we got some nice kids coming up, and hopefully we can get them to progress a little faster than what they want to, and and we can be a little bit better for next year.
Well, Coach, I know you're excited about the future of this program. I appreciate everything. Win or lose, you always get us the results that we need to be able to do our stories and update our website and get everything ready for the morning. So we appreciate you helping as much as you do throughout the season. Appreciate your time here today and looking forward to, I guess, girls basketball season coming up here in a few months.
Yeah, you know, it's always something that I'm doing, and we appreciate everything you guys do for us too, Jeff. You know, it's fun to listen to you. When I'm doing chores with the cattle, I like listening to all the scores and all the rundowns of the games, you know, in the area, and that's always fun to listen to. And it's an enjoyment to have, you know, good representation from our, you know, radio stations around to, you know, get them to the people that don't make it. So, you know, it's kind of awesome for that. And I am excited about baseball for next year, and I think the kids are too.
Absolutely, Coach. I'm looking forward to it, but I'll have to get you through girls basketball season first. So, Coach, appreciate all the time. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you here again soon.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Jason Phillips again with the ESAC baseball team joining us here.